Show Baby, Judge Baby. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no, but don't be a metal man. You wanna be top, better do what you can. Show Baby, but you wanna be big, Judge Baby.
What's wrong with my voice, man? Yes, hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, July 14th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, you know, same bullshit we do every day. News stories, voicemails, retarded audio.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of DV. I've got a great program for you, a great...sexy program. Yes, things are about to get steamy and sultry and wet and sticky and stinky. I thought I'd read a personal narrative found at NAMBLA.org. That's right, the North American Man Boy Love Association. This is kind of like Penthouse Forum for pedophiles. This was actually found by DV listener Evan, so thank you very much, Evan, and P.S., you're probably a pedophile.Let's get into this story right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Child Fucker Wednesday. It's pedo-tastic. Molested and glad. The title of this story. Dear NAMBLA, when I was 13 years old, I had my first sexual experience with someone older. My adult camp counselor.He had been my counselor for 3 years, was a school teacher somewhere, and was very kind to me. Anally speaking, of course. My first year in camp, I was very homesick, and this kind and gentle man would hold me close to him, in private, I bet in private, and allow me dignity as I cried onto his shoulder. It gave him a boner, but I didn't mind. All right. He held me, stroked my back, but in no way did he take advantage of me.Not until I was 13, of course. At least he waited a few years. Over the next 2 years, I had my parents request this man, whom I believe to have been in his late 30s, to be my counselor because I liked him, and I thought he was nice to me. Or whatever. During my third and final year, I began having sexual desires for him. I wanted him to kiss me and tried to give several hints.While other boys were working their way towards medals and projects they could take home, my project was to climb into bed with this man. My chance finally came on a rainy night after all of us went to bed. I couldn't sleep, and instead I went to his private quarters where he invited me to climb under the sheets. Inappropriate! He finally took the chance. He took the chance on romance and fondled me.Finally kissing, then sucking me over and over again. It was the most exciting sexual experience I have ever had. The next day, and for the final week of camp, we reacted towards each other as if nothing had happened. Aw, true love. I left camp never to see or hear from him again. Well, as a gay man now in my early 30s, I'm attracted not to children, but to older men. Perhaps thinking of my counselor.But my case is one to refute the charges that once molested as a child, a person grows up to be a molester of his own. I was not molested. I was loved. And I feel I'm better for it. Sincerely, Brian. This letter was first published in the NAMBLA Bulletin, Volume 12, Number 8, Page 15, from October 1991. I love that the only people who are reading the NAMBLA Bulletin are, child fuckers, right? So...These letters that are being published are really preaching to the choir. Yes, child molestation is great. We all agree with you. No one's fighting you on that point. That's what members of NAMBLA are saying, the ones who receive the bulletin. Please don't isolate that audio.
Yes, child molestation is great. We all agree with you.
Get 'em, Steve Dave emailed me with a link to a great piece of audio from one of the most recent episodes of Wife Swap. This is, I mean, you guys are familiar with the show, right? It's where the mother of one family is transplanted into another family. They switch places, basically. The mother switch places with another family. And they always pick batshit crazy families. I'm not sure if Wife Swap or Trading Spouses was the series that featured the Gorgiles and Slykix Lady. It was pretty much the same show, right? So what I'm trying to say is there's been a long line of freaks on this show, and we've got a new one here for you. This woman is convinced the world is going to end in 2012. Actually, I believe that, don't I? Told you many times I'm just going to stop paying bills in 2012 and just enjoy myself for the last few months, because something is going to happen. Mark my words, I'm going to turn Distorted View into a suicide cult. That should finally get us some publicity, huh? All right, well, I mean, the Mayans can't be wrong. I mean, you know about the Mayans. I don't know what the Mayans, something about their calendars, but I hear bits and pieces about how the world's going to end in 2012, and that's enough for me. I don't do any research. There's something about calendars ending and galaxies lining up with the sun and the moon and the stars, whatever. But anyways, I'm convinced the world's going to end, and so is this crazy bitch from Wife Swap. Here she is trying to get her family prepared by running some drills.
Then it's time for a life raft drill.
When I blow the whistle, you will each get a life jacket on. You will get the dog's life jacket on. Get your bottoms outside in the boat.
I love the, like, Warner Brothers cartoon music bed in the background.
Come on, hurry up!
Yeah, it's good enough for now. Come on there, dog. Come on, neighbors!
Dad, hurry, the water's coming in! Dad, we need you in the front, or
hold
in
on,
the middle.
Hold on.
So you realize what's going on here, right? This this woman was brought into this family. She thinks the world's going to end in 2012, so she's trying to convince this family to participate in her recalculousness.
Come on! Even Amy thinks it's ridiculous, for God's sake!
I really don't think Harry gets too much of anything. I think he uses humor as a way of dealing with things he doesn't understand.
Though she's keeping it fun for the children, Donna's determined that Harry understand the gravity of the 2012 prophecies.
I thought today you could do some research so you can form your own opinion with some facts.
So she's going to direct him to some GeoCities websites.
Here's some websites.
The Milky Way will align for the first time in 26,000 years.
Ooh. Scientists all over the globe agree that a chasmatonic event.
What was that? What was that word again?
All over the globe agree that a chasmatonic event is undoubtedly going to happen.
Cataclysmic.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, whatever. It's gonna happen.
This is not a way to raise kids. For the next 3 years, you're gonna
How is this affecting my kids? I don't say, kids, today we're losing this survival skill because in two... No, you shut up. Let me finish. This is my turn. Even the Bible has an apocalypse that's gonna come.
Again, what was that?
Even the Bible has an apocalypse that's gonna come.
That first of all, apocalypse.
Even the Bible has an apocalypse that's gonna come.
The Bible has an apocalypse that's going to come.
Even the Bible has an apocalypse that's gonna come.
You can't even say that.
I can't live with you.
Oh, I need more clips from this episode. If anyone has a copy of it, email me. Now, moving on, we've been playing Mel Gibson audio for the last couple days. The first clip was released, what, over the weekend? Or maybe it was on Friday's program we played it? I can't remember. And then on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, I played the first 4 minutes or so of the newest phone call. I've got about 4 minutes left. I thought we'd finish up with this. I hope to God there are more audio recordings out there of Mel, because he's a great monster. You know, he's just loud and angry.
All right. You need medication.
What?
You need medication.
I need a woman! Not a fucking little girl with a fucking dysfunctional cunt! I need a fucking woman! I don't need medication. You need a fucking bat in the side of the head. Alright, how about that? You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant. You need a fucking soul. I need medication. I need someone who fucking treats me like a man, like a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude is because I fucking bend
wants a sensitive woman. That's all Mel's looking for.
Balls in a knot to do it all for, and she gives me shit like a fucking sour look, or says I'm mean. The fuck is that?
I gotta be honest, Mel. You do come off a little mean here.
This is mean. Get it? You get it now? What mean is? Get it?
Mean is suggesting that you're going to put a bat to your girlfriend's head.
You fucking don't care about me.
I love the best part, really, of this clip for me is his breathing.
You fucking don't care about me. I'm having a hard time, and you fucking yank the rug, you bitch. You fucking selfless bitch. Don't you dare hang up on me.
I can't listen to this anymore.
You hang up, I'm coming over there.
Oh, Oksana, don't hang up. Let him go. This is good. This is gold.
You hang up, I'm coming over there.
I'll call the police.
What?
I'll call the police.
You fucking cunt. I'm coming to my house. You're in my house, honey.
Yes, but you, honey, don't call me, honey. You just call
You're
me.
In my house. It's... So I'll call the police and tell them there's someone in my house. How about that?
You can do that. That's fine.
Fuck you. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call the fucking cops.
Then I will go to Alessia's right now.
Why don't you fuck off to that cunt bitch, Alessia? She was fucking making eyes at me. She'd have sucked me in 5 seconds. Take that one up with her. I was trying to spare your goddamn feelings! She'd have blown me in 5 seconds! She's not your friend. You don't have any fucking friends except me. And you're trying...
You don't have any friends. Again, I mentioned this yesterday, but he sounds like, a WWE wrestler.
She'd have blown me in 5 seconds! She's not your friend. You don't have any fucking friends except me. And you're treating me like shit! So that's why I'm so fucking angry! Because I don't have any friends! And I try and make one from you, and you treat me like shit, and you fucking use me. The career is over, and boy, when I said that, you lit out of here faster than I've ever seen you before. And now you'll be at Alicia's place. You just showed me what you are. Absolutely, unequivocally.
A cunt.
I don't care if you don't spend another penny. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Perfect, I believe
listen.
It now.
Listen. So I don't...
Watch your ass.
Listen to me, Mel.
What?
I don't give a damn if you don't spend another penny on me. I
oh,
don't
yes,
care.
Do,
I am just fearing for the life of my daughter. Listen to
you.
Me. Listen to me. I'm...
Least cunt, bitch, go figure, cunt, whore.
Listen.
That's what you are, and you have just proved it. You got out of here in record time.
Because I'm saving my life, and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music, and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life.
Yeah, well, you're awful angry for that.
You almost killed us. Did you forget?
Last 3 years has been a fucking gravy train.
You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hand, breaking her teeth twice in the face.
Holy
what kind
shit.
Of man is that? You're gonna get
you know
to.
What?
You know what? You're gonna answer one day, boy. You're gonna answer.
Huh?
Bet.
What? What?
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt.
Bury the bitch. Come on, Mel. Do it.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt. You understand that? Because I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a fucking restraining order. For what? What are you going to get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly? For hitting you? For what?
Yeah, that's what you would get a restraining order for. Busting out teeth, beating the shit out of your girlfriend while she holds a baby. All valid reasons to get a restraining order. So there you go, that was the final portion of the Mel Gibson audio tape. I hope in the next couple days there's more going to be released. I hear that there are. So, we have that to look forward to. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real quick, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Yesterday was an extended show, and this past weekend I did a bonus episode, and Corey, of course, did Butt Fudge Sunday. Grab all that stuff right now. All you have to do is sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, story comes from Ohio. A middle school teacher faces a felony abuse charge after Boone County Sheriff's Office investigators allege he beat his 5-year-old son with a belt on the 4th of July because, quote, the boy was not playing hopscotch to his satisfaction. First of all, there is no way to not look like a fucking queer when you're playing hopscotch. One leg, two leg, one leg, two leg, whee! I'm not sure if that's the reason why the father was angry. Stop acting so fruity when you play hopscotch. Or what the deal was. Let's read on here. Christopher Robinson, 46, is facing a Class C felony criminal abuse charge. Robinson is a social studies teacher at Camp Ernst Middle School. He turned himself in on Monday afternoon. He posted a $500 bond and was promptly released, said Boone County Sheriff spokesman Tom Shebeen. Shibun.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TNB.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
All right, back to the story here. The incident occurred around 3 p.m. at Robinson's home and caused severe bruising to his son. Boone County School Superintendent Randy Poe said Tuesday that he's trying to gather more facts about the incident. He is suspended pending an internal investigation, Poe said. We need to find out more info. The suspension means Robinson is not to interact with students. He cannot be on campus or participate in any school-related activities. Poe said Robinson has been in the district for 4 years, including the last two at Camp Ernst. It's unclear when Robinson will make his first court appearance. The Class C felony carries a possible penalty of 5 to 10 years in prison. The story is another example of poor reporting. Like, the news reporter does not understand what people want to hear. Because when I see the headline, you know, father beats the shit out of son for performing hopscotch poorly, I want to know more about what the child was actually doing wrong. How was he performing poorly? Was he not graceful enough performing hopscotch? Was that the problem? Was he all herky-jerky? Or was he simply not fast enough? I don't know. I don't know what set this father off. I would like to know. That would involve someone getting off their ass and doing a little bit of investigative journalism. For Christ's sakes. Making me angry here. All right, second story we have for you today. Prisoners in Chinese jails are dying. They're dying! The causes of their death, I have to say, are a little suspect. It has emerged officials are logging such cases as an inmate who was killed playing blind man's bluff, another who died from picking at his acne, and a third who apparently tripped and fatally fell in a toilet. These are among the recorded reasons for a large number of bizarre deaths suffered by inmates of Chinese detention centers over the past 18 months. It was in the detention center of Puning County in Yunnan that Li Kuangming was said by police to have suffered fatal injuries from bumping into a wall while playing blind man's bluff with fellow inmates. Apparently it was a prison for grade school children. Yu Yiping died. His family found small holes in his chest, which the detention center claimed were caused by him picking at his acne. An autopsy revealed he was killed by repeated stabbing with a needle-like object. Chin Xujin, I'm taking a stab at these names here, died in Shushu County. I don't know. When, according to police, he tripped in the toilet and died suddenly. A doctor later admitted he was forced to make a false statement, which supported that claim. A former director general of the Detention Center Management Bureau told the newspaper, "I listen to these cases and think it's ridiculous. Most are the results of beatings. No fucking shit." Although that would be one of the perks of working at one of these detention centers, getting to come up with these ridiculous stories of how inmates died. He died of an infected hemorrhoid. He wouldn't stop picking at it. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. A masturbating motorist who drove alongside a woman driver on the A46 is facing jail. In addition to distressing the motorist, Jesus Christ, she's easily frazzled. She couldn't focus on the road. Big cock in her face. All right, yes, in addition to distressing the motorist just south of Lincoln, Glenn Filio or something, 28, also deliberately pleasured himself in front of four teenage girls on three occasions. This also went down when he was driving. Yesterday at Lincoln Magistrates Court, he pleaded guilty to four charges of intentionally exposing his genitals. Prosecuting Marie Stay said Filio's lewd behavior on the A46 took place between Winthrop Roundabout near Newark and Swinderby Roundabout at around 5:50 p.m. on March 18th. Ms. Stay's reading from the victim's police statement said, "I was traveling at approximately 55 miles per hour when the male raised his bottom from the driver's seat and had his hands around his erect penis. He was looking at me, and it shook me up and made me angry. He beeped his horn constantly. Hey, bitch, look at my cock. And I also had the sensation that his car was edging closer to me, and he was still carrying out the same actions as before. I was not only disgusted because he was grinning right at me, but I didn't know he had control of his vehicle." Ms. Stace also told the court that a 15-year-old girl was walking alongside Caister Road on April 25th when she came to the attention of Filio. "I heard a beeping and a man flashing," Ms. Stace read from the girl's witness statement. "I saw he had his left hand on his penis and his right hand on the wheel." On December 11th, two teenage girls were walking along that same road. They reported they saw a man masturbating in his car. Quote, "His penis was quite big and erect, and I felt sick and shook up," Ms. Stace read from one of the girls' witness statements. "If I was the dude, I would actually be kind of, flattered. Oh, you think my penis was quite big? Well, thank you, little girl." There was also a similar incident in front of another teenage girl on Gallimore Lane on March 13th. His sentencing was adjourned until August 5th to give the probation service time to compile a report on his behavior. Filio was granted unconditional bail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's fly through these. I had a very long day today. I'm just exhausted. Back in the end of May, one of my dogs ran away or got loose or something. Willie, right? And I didn't really talk about it on the show or whatever because it's kind of a bummer. But just the other day, yesterday, someone emailed me saying that they found him, right? It's been a month and a half, and that's not common to, you know, be able to find your dog after that much time has passed. So it was very exciting. She posted pictures, and so I knew it was him, and so I got him today, and it was reunited, and it feels so good, right? All right, so that was... that was my excitement today. That's why I'm tired. I don't know why that would make me tired. It literally took 10 minutes. I went to the parking lot of a grocery store, met this broad, and got my dog. But it just took it out of me. I had to leave the house and everything, which is not common for me. All right, here's a couple voicemails now.
Hiya, Tim. Just thought I'd call and do my Mickey Mouse impression. See ya.
All right, that's not a bad impression, I have to say. What's the impression that I can't do? Oh, Donald Duck.
Yo, Tim. Tried to remember Spider here. Listen, me and my mom, we pulled in to get some gas for some errands, right, today?
Right.
And she goes in to pull next to a pump, right? And then as she's starting to pull in, this near-dead backs up and gets in between both pumps, you know, so
yeah.
No one can pull in both of the gas pumps. She gets out. She looks at the car for a good 2 minutes. Then gets back in, pulls up to the first pump, realizes that the first pump is out of order, and then backs up to the second pump, goes into the store, is in there for a good 10 minutes,
what?
And then comes back out and pumps her gas. And my mom could not stop bitching about how annoying she was.
Yes.
And I just could not stop laughing.
Did you tell her that your friend Tim Henson feels the same way?
I was annoyed as well by the sheer incompetence this old bitch was showing. Oh, and I thought it was so fucking hilarious. It's
par for the course, man. That's what old people do. They inconvenience the rest of the world.
Hey, dear Timmy Boo. This is Emily from Phoenix.
Hi, Emily.
And I was listening to the program the other day, and the enigma that is the Tranny Island debate came up, and it really made me think about your campaign for presidency. You, one man, in a matter of seconds, got thousands of straight men, well, gay men too, but mostly straight men. I mean, that pertains more to the point here. Okay, let me rephrase.
Okay.
You got thousands of men who would not normally consider dicks as their weapon of choice to, you know, spend a good amount of time thinking about fucking
That's
a tranny.
Right. That's the power that I wield!
I mean, Obama can't say that. McCain certainly
Nor would he
can't
want to.
That.
No one would want to say that.
I
make straight guys think about sucking dick!
Chance. Tim Henson, 2012. I'm voting for you.
That's going to be my platform.
To you, Tim. Here, Kansas, what, you're making some fucking t-shirts, finally?
Oh, right. Yeah, I got to do that still.
Fuck. I fucking want a shirt so bad.
I hope you make them
in black, because I don't want to wear black.
Of course they're going to be black. That's some sort of white bullshit t-shirt.
Don't
no.
look so good on my flabby muffin top.
They're going to be baby doll.
Yeah. Hope you make a lot of them.
I don't know. It's going to be a limited run, I think, because I don't know how many people actually want one of these things, and I'm giving away some to the lifetime members, and then the rest, whatever's left over, you people can buy, and then that'll be it for the run.
How'd you do, Tim? It's Zach from Florida. How are you, sir? I just thought I'd call up and thank the almighty Spiral Hamfucker for his words of wisdom that it called in with. And I also wanted to know if you are a fan of the Big Brother series. No? No wonder. It's terrible. But there is a wonderfully flaming fag on that show right now by the name of Reagan. And I found out by voice and then by the face that it is none other than the almighty Reagan Fox. Sir, the host of the Fox in the City podcast, and he's also a correspondent on our favorite Madge Weinstein program.
Oh.
I think you should check out his podcast, and everyone should check out the Destroy All Movies podcast, destroyallmovies.net.
Nice little plug there. So Reagan Fox is on Big Brother this season? Crazy.
Tim, I need your help. I've been captured by Indians, and I need you to help me out. Please. Please, Tim, come help me.
Been captured by Indians, all right.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hi.
They're from Oklahoma.
What
I
up?
I just called to tell you about this world's worst vacation I took. We ended up having to take my grandma with us on this little vacation of ours. Turns out, she can't hold her bladder on a drive across the country. She ended up pissing herself like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times in the back seat of the car.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And hilarious. You should have videotaped that.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Was that shoe at distortedview.com? S-H-O-E. Shoe, right? I'm not sure.
Because you're an idiot.
Jigoo, Tim. It's Kay, your Indiana listener. As me and the partner in crime were walking out of TGI Fridays, I saw this old lady wearing this t-shirt that said, all worn out. I took a look at it, and sure enough, it was proper, truthful advertising. Anyway, you'd appreciate that. Bye.
I need to get that statement put on like a pair of panties or something. That would be a big seller. All worn out. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for it, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD. It's an OGOD.
What? Stop. You apologize for nothing?
Stop.
Well, then you're a dishonest cunt.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, because tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. And if you're not a member, you're going to have to wait until Friday, when I will be back to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. I bit my big fucking penis.